Welcome to Bits of Time. I'm one of your hosts, Michael, joined by my older brother, Larry, and we are talking about our top five games of shame. The games we can't believe we have not played. And we'll talk through it, why we haven't played the games, or maybe we don't even know why we haven't. Larry, do you want me to go?
Just making sound effects over here. You went first last time in an episode. I don't know if we're at least before or after this.
so you want me to go first?
Yeah.
That's good. All right. My number five is Hollow Knight Silksong. Not Silksong. Hollow Knight.
Yeah. No one has played Silksong yet.
If they have by now.
You know what's really funny?
Surprise date release.
This would be my number six. Because I was debating throwing this on because I'm like, it's kind of embarrassing. So I'm taking your reasoning. Everyone talks about this as being one of their favorite games of all time, yeah. And I've never given it a try.
I love Metroidvania games. I like Souls-like games. It looks beautiful.
Yes.
I've heard amazing things, the art style, everything, the mechanics.
I'm nervous about the platforming for me. I think that's what would get me.
See, I like that. I like the platforms. I have no idea why I have not even...
Yeah, you should really play this.
I haven't even attempted to boot it up. I haven't been like, oh, I should download that. Oh, I should buy that. Nope, I think I own it on PS Plus, maybe... The one I have that was 5B is Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Because it's like one of the founding fathers of the Metroidvania games. And I have yet to play that as well.
You've never played Symphony of the
Night. Yeah, right. I think I own it.
I know you were telling me to play it. I kind of assumed you had played it.
No. So both of those games. I love Metroidvania games. And one's a classic. This one's more of a modern classic now. Like anybody who likes that genre says to play this game. I don't know why it's passed me by.
I feel like if you ever do sit down and play it, maybe you should tell me you're doing it and we'll both just do it together. It could be an interesting
for
one,
which
just
one
to see. Hollow Knight.
No. What about Castlevania?
We could do that too. But yeah, my number five is one that kind of baffles. I know why I haven't played it. So we all know, well, if you've been listening to the podcast, Diablo is one of my favorite. Just I love that series. Diablo 2, 3, 4, love them all. 4, arguably... the least of those three, but I absolutely love those games. And there is a series that always gets compared to it that everyone says this series is doing better.
Pillars of Eternity?
No.
Path of Exile. Close enough.
PoE. And I know the second one's coming out soon, so I don't know if that's going to probably hurt my willingness to want to play the first, but I've always looked at it as just like this weird curmudgeon, just... a whole bunch of stuff's just thrown together type of game that it doesn't seem as smooth and clean. And yet everyone I know online, if you go on the Reddit forums, it's superior to Diablo in basically every possible way outside of presentation. And PoE 2 supposedly is changing that. And so, yeah, I would almost argue this is like a Path of Exile / Path of Exile 2. Just I need to try out this franchise that everyone says is the absolute competitor to Diablo. And I've just always ignored it.
Yeah, because the last Diablo-like game that you played, and we did for the podcast, right, was... why can't I think of it? It was game number 4 in season 1, I believe. I didn't beat it. Why can I think about it? Isometric.
No, I think it was... wasn't it number 2? Or maybe it was number 4, The Ascent.
Yeah, The Ascent. That's probably the last one you played outside of Diablo 4,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not nowhere near as good. But
yeah,
like,
but it's same style, right?
Yes.
Same trappings.
So, yeah, and so this is one of those things like Path of Exile. It's probably a game I should have given a shot.
And I assume that's more like Diablo 2.
Yeah, yes.
Versus like more action-oriented like 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always looked at that game.
The reason it's on my list is just with how many hours I've dumped into Diablo games, clearly I like the style of game.
Yeah,
it's kind of
a
shame that
bit.
I haven't tried, yeah.
I don't even know when that came out, but it's probably a long time ago. It's probably pretty cheap, so. My number 4, I'm baffled I haven't played this game, but also at the same time, I'm not surprised. And that's Final Fantasy Tactics. I just got into strategy.
I should have put that on my list.
Yeah. So I basically just got into strategy RPGs a couple of years ago. I grew up with them. We used to play Conflict and Super Conflict with our dad and against each other.
God, I love those.
Yeah, so good. So there are some strategy RPGs that I would play. I would say I'm like the Civilization games. That's more turn-based, not like real-time. I don't know.
4X.
Yeah, so I like RTSs. I like StarCraft and everything. I love Final Fantasy games. I especially really like the Final Fantasy games on the PlayStation era. So I don't know why I haven't tried this.
I'm just realizing if StarCraft 2 is not on your list, I'm going to be upset at you.
Well, I played StarCraft 2. Just haven't played
I'm getting heated just thinking about it.
So I've heard amazing things about Final Fantasy Tactics. I've heard it's one of the best tactic games ever. So I love Fire Emblem Three Houses. It was just, I don't know if this one's a little bit more old school, but the art style looks awesome. I know there's a...
I'm waiting for the remaster.
Yeah, that's my problem. Do I wait for the remaster or do I start this now and go through it?
Well, here's the thing, right? Because obviously Tactics, that's one that should have just tried forever ago. You, I think, would work with the original where my lame ass, I would need all the quality of life stuff attached to it. So I've just been waiting for the remaster to come out and they just keep not giving it to us.
Maybe I'll play it over the summer. And then they will announce the remaster.
There
so
we go.
I'll play.
That'll be
and
helpful
then,
for me.
You know, yeah. I'll will it into existence.
And we can do an episode, and we can talk about the differences.
Yeah, and I know that it has like a very good villain, and I heard the story's really good. So all things I love. I've heard some. What they say? Don't save, like during battles or between. I can't remember what it was because you could just like soft lock yourself and not get past certain things. So, but I'm okay with
old school games. Yeah.
So. We'll see. Okay. Final Fantasy Tactics. Maybe someday.
I have a really strange one. My next two, I would argue, are very strange. This one is, there's a game by Avalanche Studios, which I have constantly heard is amazing. It just released in the worst possible time. And that's the Mad Max game. And I've watched the gameplay of this. It looks incredible. It is my style of survival type game. Having to repair your vehicle. It looks so good. And yet... it got completely just ignored because of when it released. And I can't remember what titles it was that it released around, but it's gotten a forgotten game. If you look at the reviews for this thing, there are so many people who are like, this is like top 5, 10 best game they've ever played in their life. It's such an incredible looking game, and it's right up my alley. It's that obscure game that not a lot of other people have played that I'm like, I'm a cooler gamer than you because I found something that you've never played. It looks just like that. And the set pieces in it look great. It's... yeah, I need to play this game.
I've heard, was that like 2016 maybe?
When it came around? Yeah, I think it might have even been 2017, but maybe 2016.
If it was 2017, that would make a lot of sense why
it got I know it got absolutely overshadowed with its release date, but it's, I almost played it a couple years ago on my Xbox and just...
2015.
Oh, 2015.
Is when it came out.
I know it released near something.
September 1st, 2015. Yeah, I'm not sure what came out off the top of my head, but... don't matter. Probably a lot of good games that came out that year.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, so anyways, I want to get to this one.
Interesting. I would not have thought that game would be on your list.
Oh, my next one's even more obscure, so just wait.
My number three is Yakuza 0.
I've literally never played any of the Yakuza
games. Yeah, same
here.
Yeah. There is now 8 of
125.
Them? Yeah, something like that. So that's another thing. Like, I own Like a Dragon. People say that's a good... spot to jump in because of the turn-based combat. Yakuza 0 is a good jumping in point because it's the very first game. It is... the thing is, they're pretty long games. They're like 20 hours-ish, maybe even longer. And it's action-oriented combat, which can get stale a little bit, but it seems like they have really cool mini-games, a lot of side distraction stuff.
Oh, I just gotta mention, just like Yakuza in general, just knowing what it is and like the organization, the history behind it. They've always been games that I'm sure are fascinating. I don't know why I've never given them a shot, but
yeah, I've heard
they are definitely more up your alley.
Yeah, I've heard the mini or the side missions are super goofy and weird, but then the story can get very serious. And people have been telling me for years to play these games. It's kind of like the Legends of Trails in the Sky series too. I put that on my list last year, didn't even touch it. I have like 12 games in that series now. It's just like I keep buying them, but I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I own every Yakuza game, I believe. Except for the newest one, Infinite Wealth. Yeah. I own all the
Infinite
Clutch.
Infinite Wealth is getting incredible reviews.
Yeah, exactly. So why am I not playing it? I love Japan. I love the city. Like, it just seems like it's right up my alley. Maybe this will be it probably won't be this year. There's so many RPGs coming out this year. I don't even know. So Yakuza 0. I want to play it eventually. I think that's the best starting point. If you think it's not, let me know. That'd be great. But I don't know why I haven't played these.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Seems like just the perfect cadence of like goofy
and clearly
serious.
They're popular because there's so many of them.
Yeah. So maybe I'll play them all.
Okay. My number three is another very obscure one, but it's actually a set of three games. And It's a set of three games that I don't know why. I'm curious, outside of sales, why they no longer exist. Because this, the platform they're on doesn't have a lot of these. And that is the Resistance games.
No.
I've never played any of them. I remember when Resistance 3 came out, it looked very, very interesting. It's something that I'd be interested in. But knowing me, I went back to like, well, I don't want to play 1 and 2. So I just let it be. And so I went back and I watched trailers for 1, 2, and 3. They look like a lot of fun. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Have you played them?
I've played 1 and 2.
Okay. Yeah. So my plan is to play through 1, 2, and 3. I don't know when.
I wanted to play 3 for a long time, and I just never pulled the trigger.
And I think, too, it had like a pretty high budget, but only it didn't even sell like 1.5 million copies.
Yeah, it kind of took a very big nosedive from 2. So I think that killed the series, to be honest. But,
they're just, it's kind of one of those things like I've never played them. And I was like, I've always been like, this is that weird trilogy of games that exists on a platform that's not famous for a lot of games like this. And so I'm kind of just wanting to check out. I was like, what's the deal here?
Yeah, very cool IP. I don't know if they'll ever go back to that. I feel like right now would be an amazing time to resurrect that franchise. Maybe do a reboot or like far in the future, whatever you want to do. But I feel like that'd be a great time to do that now.
Yeah.
Very unique games. Cool stuff. It reminded me of that era of like, kind of like a Turok, that kind of stuff, but in the PS3 era.
Yeah.
Just something unique and that we don't get as much of anymore, but maybe we will. Who knows? My number two is Xenoblade Chronicles 3 Future Redeemed. This is, depending on when this episode comes out, this is one of my favorite developers ever. I don't know why I haven't played this. I haven't even bought in this DLC expansion. It's a new game, whatever. It's like 20 hours. Doesn't matter. I don't know why. Maybe I don't want it to end because I know it's like that. Like I love the ending of Xenoblade Chronicles 3, and maybe I'm just good with it there.
Didn't Future Redeemed even get a higher score?
Like it's apparently they got Shulk in it and Rex. They got all the main protagonists from each game. I'm just like, oh, this looks so good, but I'm a little worried about it.
Isn't
I don't know
Shulk in Zelda, or is that Sheik?
Yeah, that's Sheik.
Okay,
Shulk is Xenoblade Chronicles 1.
Gotcha.
And. I know what I'm talking about. I think it's one of those things where I'm just like, I don't want it to end, so I haven't bought it yet. And there's been so many games coming out, but I don't know if this will be the year, but maybe next year. Maybe this year. I don't know.
I feel like you might have time over the summer.
Yeah, potentially. That's why I wanted to play Tekken. Tekken 8. That looks really good.
But. Yeah, I've almost pulled the trigger on that like 3 times.
this game is like, this year is like JRPG heaven. So I was like, do I want to add another one to the list? I don't know. Yeah. So we'll see. Okay. Maybe someday.
My number two is technically 2 games. And so I did something interesting. I have for the longest time been trying to find something that can give me the feels that Outer Wilds did. And there's been a couple games that have linked that people have always said will give you a similar feel. One of them is Subnautica.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know why I haven't. I'm not a big fan of underwater, so I think that's probably why. But I love me my BioShock games. Granted, that's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
But and then the other one was a game called Rain World.
Oh yeah, I've heard.
And
of
a
that.
Lot of people like I looked at it and I'm like I don't understand, but like. There's a lot of people who say it is one of the most incredible games and experiences they've ever played. I don't have anything to compare either of these two games to, so I just lumped them together as my number 2A and 2B.
Okay.
And they're just, I feel like they're games that are very, very much experienced based. And it's just something, it will click with you or it won't. I'll give Subnautica a try first. It is a game that I've always been curious about. I've heard amazing things about it. It's definitely up my alley of the type of game of like that survival mechanic, slowly getting stronger, upgrades, going back out, exploring further. I like that idea. I don't know why I never gave it a shot.
Yeah, I've played about an hour and a half, 2 hours when it was in early access on the Xbox. So a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed what I played. And I've always wanted to jump back in because I know they have the Zero Below or something.
Yeah, there's a full-on DLC for
expansion of some kind. I believe Rain World, I think Dave from Tales of the Backlog either did an episode. No, he did an episode on Fun and Games podcast. And I started listening to that. And I was like, that sounds kind of interesting too. Yeah. So I've never... It's weird.
I've heard really good things about that.
Never heard of the game and now I've heard it from you and from Dave.
And that's not to be mistaken with another game that I am curious about, but there's just not enough games. There's a game called Rimworld that also looks incredible. And it's another builder type survival game that got high praises that came out recently. But yeah.
I don't think... I haven't gone through this. Do you own any of the games on your list up till now? Like, do you own Subnautica or Rain World?
I own Mad Max. Yeah, no, I own Mad Max.
So I think I own Hollow Knight.
Oh, I probably have access to Hollow Knight.
Yeah, I think I do. What am I? I own Final Fantasy Tactics.
Future Redeemed.
I do not own Future Redeemed, and I do. So I own 3 of my 4 so far.
Okay. Well, and I have access to the one that I need to get off the list too.
Coming. All right, my number one. I'm scared to play it. Is Lunar 2 Eternal Blue.
Oh boy.
Because Lunar is like my favorite game of all time. It's up there. It's top 5 probably. And I've heard so many great things about this one. I've heard some people like the first one better just because it's unique. And number 2 is basically that game. I think it's like 500 years in the future or 100 years. I can't remember.
Jeepers.
And it's probably about double the length, a little bit more.
That would make me a little nervous.
Yeah. I feel like number 1 was like the perfect length. It was like 28 hours or something like that. I can't remember how long it took me. I should probably look it up, but I'm not going to. But
the difference between me and you is my perfect would be like 8 hours.
But it is like the perfect adventure RPG. It's like it has a bunch of the tropes, but it's one of the it's on the PS1. The battle system's awesome. The characters are great. It had voice acting on the PS1. Beautiful cutscenes, and this one looks just as good. And I'm almost like nervous. It's very much like Future Redeemed where I'm like nervous because it's a capstone. Cause after that, there's not any other good ones. So I'm like, do I really want to be done with it?
But it is kind of weird though. If you think about it, like you're cheating yourself out of an experience because you don't want that experience to end when you're done having the experience, if that makes sense.
I know. It is kind of silly. And I love, love, love Lunar. And I played it in 2018 or 2019. Can't remember what year. So it's not like nostalgia or anything. I just think that's an amazing game. I do have a soft spot for PS1 RPGs. Even their clunkiness and their problems, they're so good. But I should play this game. I don't know if I'm going to do it this year, but this would be a perfect fall RPG because I love playing a new RPG in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this could be good. Now, on our backlog episode, I already have Wild Arms on there and some other RPG, Dealfield Chronicles. Yeah. So I don't know.
I feel like Dealfield Chronicles is going to be really hard for you to get through now because with Unicorn coming out.
That's a good point.
Whether it's out or not by now, whenever this releases.
Yeah.
Okay. My number one is just one. It makes no sense that it makes sense why I haven't played it, but I should have played it by now, and that's Bloodborne. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I just got to get it off my list.
You haven't even played it?
No, I've never even started it. Nope. I've never even had it downloaded on a console before.
Yes, this would. Some people think it's the best Souls-like. Obviously it's in the name, Soulsborne. But, I feel like this...
Well, it's Bloodborne, but yeah.
Well, like the genre. Souls
gotcha,
Born.
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
Where would you put it in your list of like... Is it above or below... Well, let's just do the easy one, Elden Ring.
I think it's below for me, but I feel like... Some people think it's the best one of the whole series.
Yeah, our brother is addicted to it.
Yeah and... It's very hard, like all of them are. But what I do like about it, it's definitely a different aesthetic.
Yeah.
Having very much more horror based, and there's something that happens like 3/4 of the way through that game that is just incredible.
Yeah.
I remember they did some balancing changes, and I could not beat this boss. We were trying to, my buddy Ben and I were trying to platinum that game, and I could not beat this boss, and I was stuck on it over and over again. We ended up putting it down. I'd like to go back to that game. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's definitely one that... I have liked all of the games that I've played from them, and so it's one of those things where it's just kind of egregious. I haven't actually tackled this one yet, so it's another one. In a year where everyone was saying 2024 wasn't going to have a lot of games releasing, I can't catch up on all the different games that are releasing. So,
I think it's called The Old Hunters. I never played that DLC, but I've heard that has like one of the hardest bosses ever, so I don't know if it's as hard as Elden Ring's boss, but... Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think you would really like that. The second boss in that game is ridiculously hard, though.
Yeah, so no, I'm excited to finally give it a shot. So I know I'm going to love it. I haven't
pulled the trigger yet. So those are top 10 games that we should be playing. Are we going to play them this year? I have no idea.
Yeah, we haven't committed to this list. We already did that in another episode. Yeah, these ones hopefully we tackle.
Yeah, well, these ones we're just a little ashamed for. But that's okay. Is there any games that you want to tackle this year or that you're like, why have I not started this series? That's ridiculous. Or maybe it's just a one-off. That's okay. Let us know. Okay, bye.